wants to know anybody else's secrets, afraid to ask questions or what? Afraid that somebody else is gonna know what story you're writing? You guys gotta get it together. You gotta have a little kumbaya before you get in here or something. What do I think of the game? I'm looking forward to the game. Florida's gonna, they got a good team. I mean, I know you guys talk about Versteeg and stuff, and I think it's a big element missing, but, you know, they're a good team without him, and, you know, I think that he's really hurt us, so that maybe that's a slight, I wouldn't say it's a slight advantage, but it's something that we feel better that he's not in the game than rather than he would be. And I firmly believe that we can really control our destiny with the schedule being what it is, and we play each opponent in our division twice each, so that's a home and home that we could really help ourselves, especially with these games that we have, well, they have in hand. Those are big games that we really need to win.
Do you know much about Kevin Dineen? He seems to have taken a team that was pretty, a lot of turnover last summer, and yep, together to quite a contender, obviously. Do you know much about
him? You know, I don't know a lot about Kevin. I know he was in the American League a long time, and funny, him and I were up for the job in Columbus when there was four of us up there for that job, and he's done a real good job in Florida, he really has. I mean, it's not an easy task to bring in whatever that number of people into your team, and they've been pretty consistent all year, so it's not like they've run it since Christmas. They've been good all year. And they play well, they play good, they defend well, they check well, they play with passion. And to me, you know, when I watch coaches coach and teams play, I watch a lot of how the team thinks about itself. And, you know, they seem to not get down much. He seems to keep a really even keel on how they are, and they play with enthusiasm and passion. And I think a lot of that goes through the coaching. It can be when you're dealing with unrestricted free agents. And the reason I say that is because they're a little bit older, the players, and it's harder to mold them and to shape them a lot of times. They've come from different teams, sometimes one or two or maybe more, so it's a little bit harder to get them sometimes on board or on the same page. But, between Dale Tallon and Mike Santos and Kevin and his staff, they've done a nice job there, getting everybody focused on the play. And I think they've done a real good job. They've made a lot of moves, and they've made moves again here at the trade deadline, and, you know, or not the deadline, but just before that. And now they've strung together three wins in a row, and at a key time. So, you know, and I think a lot of that credit has to do with Kevin too. He's been an experienced player in the National Hockey League, and he's played a long time. And he's been on a few teams, so he would know that experience firsthand, and that's something that I think it goes unsaid for me. That's experience that you have. That experience. I mean, I don't have that experience of having sat in the locker room at the trade deadline and some of the things that he brings, and he's done a nice job bringing that up into his team. Well, the reason I say patience is because they defend and they play with patience. That's more of that thing. They don't get excitable, and they allow the game to take shape. They don't chase the game. They don't, you know, I've seen parts of, it was a couple of games ago when we played them, I think, that it looked like they were really heavy into trying to get a lead and then play. But I didn't see that. I saw that when I was scouting them. I was watching some games on them. That's what it looked like, but I'm not sure that that's exactly the way they play. I think that they would be ready to do that, because it's like for anybody, it's easier to play with a lead and easier if you score first. And, you know, it would be a good ploy here because you're in our building, you know. So, but the patience that I'm talking about is just they don't beat themselves a lot when they've played us. They're never out of the game. Even if you're up by a couple of goals, they're still there. They still feel like they can play. They're still going. They don't get distracted too much. And they play They play this inside the dots game, much like Boston does. They protect inside the dots. They let you, they're patient. They know you got to come inside. They're patient, give you all this time outside. You think you're doing great, and everything's coming from outside the dots, you know. So it's almost an illusion, but no, they play good. I'm really looking forward to the game. I think our players are too. Big challenge for us, you know. It's a big game, and it'd be a fun night. There's a lot at stake for both. I mean, that's just as heavily at stake for them as it is for us, you know. Maybe a little more so for us because we've got only 17 games to play, and it's a division game.
You've got health and schedule kind of on your side.
Yeah. Well, I think it is a factor, you know. I think that the fact that we have a little bit of breathing room here as we play some games. We have a couple of days between games as we're playing, and I think that's a pretty good thing. I know that also leads us to having the most games played in the league, but the health part of things is really good. We've got 8 defensemen, so, and you've got 1 extra forward. So for us right now, usually what happens when you're down to the stretch and you're coming down to it, and if you look at a 17-game playoff, this is about performance. And you can really utilize your group because you've got health. You can really create this inner competition within your team. We don't have time to wait anymore. We need your A game, and it's that simple. Whether that's 8 defensemen or 13 forwards, it's time to play. We gotta get performance, and there's no, you know. So it's, when it comes down to that, we don't have time. I don't have time to sit and say, well, let's give him another game or another couple of games and see if he can get going.
You have just 11 wins on the road this season. 9 of these last 17 are road games. You're gonna need wins. Have you seen something in the last month or so, or last little while, that gives you a little bit of comfort that when you go on the road,
well, I have seen some things, and it's turned out to be the comfort level at home. But it's not only that for me. Is what's to me what's really come forward is our will right now. It's, you know, whether that's and I didn't have the team last year, but whether it's their experience last year of having gone through and being out of the playoffs and not having a good second half, or however you want to slice it. I think our players can look back, and I think they feel the frenzy of playing in Canada, playing in Winnipeg, being a new team here, and really wanting to win, and really wanting to get into playoffs for a lot of reasons. And I think that now, I'm hoping at least, now that when we go on the road, I think that we know that the heat of the games is going to be turned up, but I think that we're in a more comfortable place right now from our standpoint of compete, our will, our attitude, all those intangibles, I think, are better right now. And that's just a feeling I have. You know, the proof will be in the pudding. And, you know, I think that's good stuff because it's dealing with more pressure, and I think pressure is good. Unbelievable, isn't it? That's coaching. It's just like when you win, it's good coaching. When you lose, it's bad players. That's the philosophy that I have. I'm just kidding on that last one. You know what? I don't know. But the concern, as much as you'd like to have the power play going good at home, you know, it has to change on the road because it has a reflection of our road record. I don't know. I think the players got pretty much sick and tired of having that stretch of whatever it was, 4 or 5 games or 6 games there where we couldn't score at all. And I think it's just more determination than anything. And that, I mean determination from a standpoint of recovering pucks, battling for loose pucks. And the intensity level is what's really helped us, because I think that leads us to making better decisions. And it's fairly, we've simplified a lot of things to a degree where we're getting more activity at the net, more shots at the net, and I think that's helped us. But I don't think it's any one thing where it's, you know, And guys are playing with confidence. Buff's getting a lot of points, and you know, he's using his shot a lot, and it's effective. And we're getting to net front, and we know that that's a price that we need to pay. So those are the sacrifices we talked about, 5-on-5 or special teams. But as we're talking about the power play, you know, the penalty killing's got to really step up as well. So that becomes the other hole that we have to plug. Bogosian will be in tonight, yeah. Klitson, we'll see. It'll be a warm-up thing, but right now we're going to go with the six that we have.
Hey, guys.
Thanks, guys.